On Moonday, August 1st, 2022, Mars will conjunct Uranus in Taurus at 18 degrees and 43 minutes. This conjunction is occurring at 7:53 p.m. Eastern. When planets form a conjunction to one another, this is the beginning of a new cycle. So, a new cycle of Mars blended with Uranus. The conjunction corresponds with the Aries archetype, and that is because the conjunction, you're dividing the circle by one, 360 degrees of the circle by one, and one is the number of unity. And so a conjunction, and if you're looking at your natal chart or if you're looking at transits or whatever, this is telling you that those planetary archetypes, attributes of those planets, they're being united. They are merged. They are blended. One is operating along with the other. They are not separate. They have formed one. They are Aries. They are the ram. They have horns on their head together. So similar to like a new moon, which is when the sun and the moon form a conjunction at the same degree and minute of the zodiac wheel, the planets, they are blind to one another. They are merged, they have become one, but they can't really differentiate one another's energy. And so they are just absolutely one, but there's a blind spot associated with the conjunction because Mars is operating along with Uranus and Uranus is operating along with Mars. And so they can't really tell one another apart. And generally speaking, the planet that is further out, so the planet that has a longer orbital period, has the greater effect on the conjunction. So in this case, it's Uranus. Uranus has the stronger effect happening within this conjunction. The planet Mars is associated with our fight to live, our survival, our like immediate survival needs. It can be associated with immediate gratification. That which you desire right now, that you're going after right now. It can be associated with like sudden bursts of anger, with sudden excitement. But it's really the planet that helps you get to where you want to go. And generally speaking, where you want to go is like what you feel like you need to survive in that moment. So Mars is very much, it's like, it's just pure like survival mentality, and it doesn't really have any rationality, of course, because it's Mars associated with Aries, the first planet or the first sign of the zodiac. Uranus, on the other hand, and now Uranus and Mars are somewhat similar in a way. And, you know, Mars is associated with Aries, Uranus is associated with Aquarius. They do form a sextile to one another elementally. But, and so, like, you know, Mars and Uranus have things that they can learn from one each other. They get along, they like what the other one is doing. But Uranus is kind of almost like the evolved Mars. I mean, it's considered to be the higher octave of Mercury. But you can kind of actually see it as, because Mercury is associated with Gemini, which is also sextile to Aries. So Mercury and Uranus, both sextile to Aries. And so they have some sort of like this affinity with the Aries archetype, with Mars as well. So I kind of feel like Uranus is almost like this blend between Mars and Mercury energy, because very oftentimes Uranus is associated with sudden and quick insight, something that quickly happens that just like breaks through your awareness and you're just like, oh, wow. Like, you know, like it's kind of like associated with the eureka moments in your life where you're just like, it all comes together and it can be really fast. it can also be associated with sudden breaks, things that just kind of fall apart, that shatter, that crumble. Oftentimes when things are shattering or crumbling, it's because we've done things without fully thinking things through. And if you have Mars conjunct Mercury, or maybe you have Mercury in Aries, or there's some, if you have some sort of strong correlation between like the Mars and the Mercury connection, there can be like this, you know, always kind of like coming into these situations where you were so quick to move and you weren't fully using your full potential with regards to rationality. You weren't thinking things completely through. You were just like, like this has to happen. I need to go do this. Like, it was just like moving towards your first impulse, your first idea. And so Uranus can be thought of as like this connection between the Mars and the Mercury archetypes, planetary archetypes. Mercury is our thought, our rationality, our ability to improve situations, to find solutions, when we're talking about it from the Virgo perspective. But when it comes to Gemini, it's all about kind of collecting and gathering information, ideas, communications, learning. It's like very much like about the fundamental getting the facts of a situation and then reporting that, being able to convey that information, share it with others. In Uranus, associated with the Aquarius archetype, as it governs the Aquarius archetype, it is associated with revelation, seeing things and like the what, the bigger. I feel Jupiter is like all about the big picture, but Uranus is all about like the universal picture, like how things are all actually connected. And this is why Aquarius and Uranus, they're associated with networks, and really truly being able to perceive these networks. And they might be very often they are invisible, at least to our eyes, maybe even just our untrained eyes. Maybe we need an instrument to be able to see them, whatever it is. But there's this connection, this invisible connection between things. And that is what Uranus is able to comprehend and bring together. And this is why Uranus is considered to be like the higher octave of Mercury, because it's kind of like after you've gathered all this information, you know, and you're actually like laying it out to see it all, you're beginning to see how everything is coming together. Now, Mars conjunct Uranus, this is the beginning of a new Mars-Uranus cycle, probably last about a year and a half to 2 years. I'll look up when the next one is, but they're aligned at the North Node. Now, earlier in the same morning, or the same day, Mars did align with the North Node exactly, the true node, and Uranus the day before on Sunday, July 31st, Uranus aligned with the North Node. So this is very powerful, potent energy, and the North Node is the dragon's mouth. It is where we are just kind of craving and going towards. It's what we are consuming the most of at this very moment. It's where we're like yearning to like lean into and have more of in our lives. So that North Node can be kind of, in a way, like associated with, again, Aries and Mars, because it's like, it's just something we want. And it doesn't maybe always entirely make sense to us, especially in the moment. Maybe in hindsight, you're like, okay, that makes sense. That's all coming together. And I'm just thinking from my own personal experience, I was actually born with the North Node in Taurus. I have a 0 degree Taurus North Node, which is, I guess, associated with being the most pure Taurus energy right there. And there were so many things when I look back in my past that didn't make sense to me why I was doing. And as I grew older, things started coming together. Like for one thing, I am a candy maker. I make candy, I make medicinal candy, and as a young child, I was kind of fascinated, fixated on candy for various things. And it wasn't even like I liked eating it. I actually didn't like eating it, as bizarre as that sounds when it comes to a child. I didn't. And maybe it's because my south node was in Scorpio and I don't know. I don't really know. I was just like, maybe I was just really good at eliminating. I was actually very good at eliminating things from my diet when I was a child. But I had all of these fixations when it came to candy and when it came to different things like that. But the candy thing was just very, very strong in my childhood. Something I remember always kind of complaining about and talking about. I used to like hoard candy. I would hold on to it. I was very possessive with it. I would like save my candy for years. And then I also used to like really get upset about candy that was low in quality. I got very, very upset about it. And I felt like it was all I was ever surrounded by. And so there was this period in my life where I just didn't like candy because I was surrounded by candy that was a very poor quality. And I just couldn't believe this is what like children liked. Anyway, so yeah, so it's kind of like hindsight. You're like, oh, that's why I was like drawn towards it. That's why I was going towards there. It doesn't always make sense in the moment. But with this Mars conjunct Uranus, conjunct the North Node, there is this like urge to experience something, to go after something that will make sense, like I suppose in the future. There is like this sudden and a drastic change that could be coming in regards to possibly how you move around, how you get around, because Mars can be associated with like, you know, how you are driving. It's like your drive, your literal drive to get you places. What are you passionate about? What gets your engine going? That is your Mars. And with Uranus also being there, it's like our engine is moving towards a future, towards innovation, towards change, towards breaking things up, like just demolishing the status quo. And I really feel like that's strong because Mars can also be associated with the Tower card in the Tarot. And so, yeah, I feel like there could be like this, a sudden need to like do away with the past, with the way things have always been, and to like go somewhere new and different. Use your time more wisely. Use your resources more wisely because time and resources are very closely associated with the Taurus archetype. Now, Taurus is fixed earth of the zodiac, comes directly after Aries. Now, Aries, being the first sign of the zodiac, it breaks new ground. It burns things down to start again. You know, it is the pioneer. It is the just breaking ground to some sort of new foundation. And it, you know, it can be very quick, it can be very sudden, impulsive. But then Taurus comes directly after Aries, and it's like, okay, now it's time to, you know, chill for a minute. First of all, you know, Taurus likes to chill. They're like, okay, you can't just keep burning things down, Aries. We have to chill for a minute. We have to build something upon this ground that you just broke or that you just burned, you know, maybe just burned down a bunch of trees or whatever, cleared this land out. Well, now it's time for us to build upon it, for us to grow some gardens, to plant some things, to find the resources on this land. And so it's a lot about slowing down. You know, there's always like this opposite force happening with each sign. So Aries is young energy. It goes out, it finds some new space, some new thing, whatever. Taurus then says, okay, now it's time to stop. We're done exploring. It's like almost like the exact opposite of Aries in a way. And that's why I like signs that are next to each other. They often, it's like they're neighbors, but they don't always get along very well because it's like, you're doing the opposite of what I want to be doing. Aries wants to go out and explore more. Taurus wants to stay right where it is and wants to figure things out. And so with Mars being in Taurus and Uranus being in Taurus, I feel like these are not like the happiest places either one of these planets want to be in, because they both could be, you know, Mars is very impulsive, Uranus is completely, you know, all about change and doing things fast, innovating. And so together, you know, they get along. They, you know, they have affinity for one another. But in the sign of Taurus, it's like, it feels weird a little bit. It's like, it's like you want to be quick, but you also have to slow it down. So it feels like there is this need to be more like grounded in the way that we move around, in the way that we are exploring the future, in the way that we are exploring our innovative abilities, and to like possibly point that, you know, Mars has the arrow as the male symbol, possibly to point your arrow towards the ground, towards the earth, towards the resources, towards things that are around you, things that are solid, you know, things that have some sort of value, that have tangible value to them, and will be sustainable in the long run. Now, when it comes to the Hermetic interpretation of this this degree, the 18 degree of Taurus, it is associated or corresponds with the Six of Pentacles, which is associated with the Moon, which Six of Pentacles can be associated with the Moon being in Taurus. If you are familiar with the Tarot and the Six of Pentacles, you may be aware that it is usually a card that is associated with charity, with providing for the welfare of others, or possibly taking charity, you know, taking something from someone else, like accepting the charity from others, the goodwill from others. But in the broader sense of the Six of Pentacles, it's all about social justice, which I feel like fits so perfectly for what is going on in the world right now. Okay, so and also with these energies of these planets, Uranus and Mars together can be thought of as like the social justice warrior, you know, because Uranus is associated with the future, with the collective, with humanity as a whole. Mars is associated with like war and fighting and battle. So bringing these together, you have like the social justice warrior archetype. And then also the Six of Pentacles associated with the number six. We are currently in a sixth year. Today, even, or August 1st, 2022, is a sixth day. It's a 15-6 day. So the number six is associated with harmony, perfect harmony in body, mind, and spirit. So that is the overall energy of the year. We're in a sixth year. And it is associated with Venus, the planetary energy of Venus, which, interestingly enough, both Mars and Uranus and the North Node are forming a sextile to Venus in Cancer at 18 degrees of Cancer. Now, it's not exact. It's Venus is at 18 degrees and 5 minutes of Cancer, but they're forming a sextile. That means there is some sort of connection being a connection between these three planets plus the North Node. And it's like this friendly bridge between them. Now they're in the sign of Taurus, so they're already looking at Venus. And when they're already looking at Venus for information on how to behave, how are they going to express this energy, they have this harmonious angle between them. So it's fortified. It's a stronger affinity. It's a stronger sextile. And it feels like, you know, they're willing. It's almost like they're willing to cooperate with the changing of the environment, and possibly like how they are using these resources. And it might be even like, I feel like it's resources with, you know, earth resources, of course, the ground, mountains, trees, plants, everything that is, you know, the earth archetype associated with Taurus. But then Venus is in Cancer, it has to do with water. And so, like, this natural connection between the three planets, it's like Mars is going out wanting to explore something new, different, innovative, never been done before in regards to resources. And it's getting the help, the support from Venus to do this, both Mars and Uranus. It's getting this very grounded support from Venus to go out. It's like this emotional support, though, because it's in Cancer. So it's like Venus is like giving them the green light, like, yes, you can do this, you can do it, but you need to be mindful. You know, you need to check in with everything that's going on internally with you. You need to check in possibly with like the vulnerable population around you. You know, making sure that the things that you're about to do, are they aligned? Or will they benefit others, those who may be less fortunate than you, those who are in situations and more vulnerable situations compared to you? What you are doing, will it benefit those individuals as well? So there is like this opening of line communication between them where it's like, yes, I am going to use my energy, Mars, to break new ground, Uranus, in a way that will be connected with the emotional needs of others, in a way that will bring more beauty into the lives of others. And because this is an opening sextile, Venus is the slower moving of the planets, and it's forming an opening sextile, 60 degree angle from Mars and Uranus and Taurus. This means that there is something in regards to needing to like maybe possibly check in, you know, check in with your loved ones, with those that you're in relationship with those that you have some sort of balanced and equal relationship with, to check in with them. Be like, hey, maybe it's like, I have this thing I'm trying to do, this new thing I'm trying to do, sudden thing that just came in, whatever, you know, is this okay? You know, checking in with them, being like, you, can we do this? So it's all about also having this like almost community. It's like having the broader, bigger, wider, universal community that's bigger than anything else, the entire universe, but also making sure that those closest to you are in on the plans, the, like what is happening, this change that is occurring. So it does feel very, it feels like I don't know, I'm kind of digging this. I was personally born with Mars conjunct Uranus in 1986 in the sign of Sagittarius. So it wasn't exact. I was born just a few days after their exact conjunction, but so maybe that's why I personally like this energy and I'm pretty comfortable with it. But I do want to kind of get a little bit deeper with this energy since I have some very firsthand experience with it. So it's also important to understand that Mars is associated with Aries, and so it has a lot of energy to get things started, like that initial spark of motivation to get things going. But it doesn't really have a long game. And this is why, like, you know, they say Mars in Capricorn, it's exalted while it's in the sign of Capricorn because, you know, Capricorn has the long game. You know, they understand, you know, you do things while looking at the long term, what is coming up. But Mars, as a planet, you know, it doesn't really do that very well. Now, this is Mars in Taurus, though, so maybe it is initiating endeavors, new directions, new innovations, new insights or something that are going to take a long time to really fully see the reward or the result because it's in Taurus. Taurus is all about that slow and steady life. So understanding that, yeah, this new beginning, this new insight that's coming to you, that's rushing in, that's associated with maybe those that you love and cherish, you have to understand that it's going to take some time to really see the fruition of everything that is occurring. And I think this could maybe possibly frustrate some people who are not used to this energy. They might want to make things happen right now and getting really frustrated. And I feel like Uranus conjunct Mars is associated with frustrations, with being irritable or annoyed or something. And I do have Mars conjunct Uranus, and I have it in the third house. And so what I have experienced personally is I do feel like I am often challenged with disruptions, basically. I feel like I really, really struggle. I have ADHD, full disclosure, I do. But I really struggle with disruptions. I feel like I'm constantly being disrupted, to be honest with you. And so for me, it's very important for me to find some sort of place where I can be myself, and where I can be alone and free from disruptions, free for me to express my individuality in the way that feels authentic and true to me. And these are all like terms that you can associate with the Mars and the Uranus archetype. And so even though I feel like I also have a Libra rising with Aries on the descendant, with Venus and Aries on the descendant, and that Aries and Venus has a correspondence with my Mars that's conjunct my Uranus. And so there is this thing where I feel like I love people. I really, truly love people, and I love them. But it's very difficult for me to like fully have individuals, I feel like, in my life, because I feel like there is this constant thing that's going on in my head, where I feel like there's just so much activity constantly going on in my personal brain, a third house, this is in the third house, that it can be very challenging within relationships, because it's almost like I have this very powerful almost relationship with my brain. And it can be very difficult to kind of separate that. And it's something I personally have been working on. I know this is a complete tangent, off topic, whatever, but I have found that the best thing for me is to not entirely, like, I'm not like keeping people at a distance, but I like to have friends who are okay with less, who are okay with not talking to me all the time. I like to have relationships with people who are not going to be interrupting me all the time, because I get very irritable. Like, you know, I've tried it so many times, and I think I want it. I want to be able to be like that person, you know, because I have Venus on the descendant. I want to be giving to people. I want to make other people happy and everything like that. But what ends up happening is that I let them in sometimes too fast, because it's Mars, Uranus, Venus, and Aries. I let them in too fast. I don't fully possibly explain to them, because it's all happening so fast, like how I operate. And even if I do tell them how I operate, which I've had this happen also, I'll like be like, hey, yeah, like this is how I am, this is who I am, this is how I operate, so I want you to take no offense to this. I still find that I run into issues. I still find that people perceive my behavior as like rude. And it's, I'm just really aloof. I'm really an aloof individual who needs space from others to do my thing, to be myself, to survive, because that's my Mars. Uranus is associated with having space. You know, this is why Uranus is in Aquarians in general, which I do identify as being a very strong Aquarian individual, regardless of, I don't even have any planets in Aquarius, but we are tend to not really have too many people around us all the time, because there is like this major focus on progress, on innovation, on the future. And so it can be very difficult for us to remain present. But with Mars in Uranus, and I'm going back to the transit today, with Mars and Uranus conjunct in Taurus, this is different than my personal experience of this transit, because Taurus wants you to be present. It wants you to be grounded. It wants you to be real. And so this is a little bit different. I feel like in my case, because I have in Sagittarius, it kind of works a little bit better, at least for, I don't know how better it could be. But anyways, yeah. Hold on. And so there is this need to be aware of and considerate of the needs of others, you know, that Venus in Cancer, while also maintaining your individuality, your separateness, who you are, while also being grounded and like secure. So it's like finding yourself within the collective in a way that is sensible, that is sustainable. And so you can't just be, you know, kind of running amok like I feel like I tend to do with mine and immutable sign especially. Another thing that I found very interesting about this 18 degrees of Taurus associated with the Six of Pentacles is that the Sabian symbol of 19 degrees of Taurus, which that's the symbol we would look at because it's 18 degrees and 43 minutes, and so we're going to go to 19 degrees. It is called A New Continent is Rising Out of the Ocean. And I found this... so perfect for what's going on. Now, reading from Linda Hill's 360 Degrees of Wisdom, Taurus 19, a new continent is rising out of the ocean. The symbol of a new continent rising out of the ocean is a powerful image of new opportunities and a whole new sphere of operation. When a landmass emerges, Taurus emerges, this is like this Uranus, like an earthquake, emerges from the ocean. And then there's like the Venus aspect here, the Venus in Cancer, the new continent that is rising. There is usually some kind of eruption or disruption. The Uranus symbolism is just wild here, that precedes it. A whole field of activity is coming to light as a fresh new arena of opportunity erupts. So it's like something is coming out from nowhere right now. And it's leading you on this new path of discovery that makes sense, that's sensible. Today in particular, you know, likely to be kind of irritated or irritable or something going on in your life or whatever in this immediate moment. But in the long run, you know, pushing past these disruptions, these upsets, and still moving towards that which holds value for you. Because we're talking about Taurus. Taurus is all about what is valuable to them. And, you know, value is different to everyone. And I'm not just talking about, like, possessions, you know. I'm talking about what is important for you. You know, and it could be like, what do you spend your money on? What do you spend your time on? Okay, this is all like values. Like, what is your taste as well? Taurus is associated with the five senses, including taste. Like, what is your taste? Are you heading in that direction? Are you breaking ground in that direction? Okay, so moving towards that which holds value for you, that is connected to your heart, possibly connected to your home, because we're also talking about the Cancer archetype with Venus being in Cancer. And so there could be a very strong like emphasis with the family union in general. You may be able to connect with greater ease or communicate with greater ease to the feminine individuals around you, possibly offering help or assistance to them, because I feel like with the Six of Pentacles, there is definitely this charitable energy that is happening with this degree of Taurus. In the Golden Dawn Tarot, the Six of Pentacles associated with material success and the moon in Taurus, which in the Celestial Tarot deck, I consult both of these tarot decks. My two tarot decks that I prefer, of my preference, are the Celestial Tarot deck and the Golden Dawn tarot deck. And in the Celestial Tarot deck, it's associated with Taurus in Saturn and Taurus. So in Celestial, it's Saturn and Taurus, and the Golden Dawn, it is the Moon and Taurus, which I found very interesting because Saturn is associated with Capricorn, the Moon's associated with Cancer. These are opposite signs, which brings me even back to the fact that when you break down the number 18, the 18th Tarot card is the Moon, and 1 + 8 = 9, and the 9th key of the Tarot is the Hermit card. And these are also almost like opposite archetypes or energies going on here. So it feels like there is this need to kind of really go within and to make your own light, like see what is there. And possibly spend some time, and I mentioned this during the Leo New Moon message, spend some time in isolation to discover what is there. What are you feeling? You know, what is true to you? Where are you going to be moving in? And so remembering that this is the slow and steady new beginning of Mars and Taurus, Mars and Uranus. Now, they did align in Taurus very early degrees in 2021. That was January 20th, 2021. That was at 6 degrees of 44 minutes of Taurus. Now, this 7th degree in the Sabian symbol, I found very interesting. It is the woman of Samaria comes to draw water from Jacob's well. And in this, it's about the woman of Samaria at Jacob's well. She was accepted, it's a biblical story. She was accepted and surprised that Jesus even spoke to her because she was a Samaritan and he was a Jew. And the Jews and Samaritans normally did not get along. And when I was reading this interpretation, though, it says, with this symbol, there can be the urge to seek and to find acceptance, love, and redemption. If one's elders have passed down prejudices, be aware that they have lived in different times. Coming in the present may require the updating of ideas and opinions of your heart. My cat actually scratched this page of my book. And the opinions of your heart is clogged up with old emotions or spent feelings. It's time to clear these. In doing so, address situations that hold people apart. Take action to restore any lost self-respect. Express your concerns to that stranger within yourself, your shadow, and then let them go. So this is interesting. This was in 2021. So I do feel like, in a way, there has been this vibe between Mars and Uranus to be more accepting of the differences between us, to come together more. I know it's been very challenging with so much going on, and especially back in 2021. There's just been so much going on, especially with the pandemic, with the new shift in power in the White House, everything. And it's like, it's time for us to like lay down our differences. You know, that's what we were doing for 2 years, so we can come together, so we can be more accepting of the differences between us. And now that we have done that, we've lived through that, now this new continent is rising out of the ocean. Now, I know it's not perfect. I know that's not truly what is going on in the world. But it is the higher essence of what is going on and what is possible at this town. And I think it is really worth it. Now we have the Moon in Virgo at the time of this conjunction, making almost an exact trine to Pluto in Capricorn. So it feels like there is this need, and it's also opposite Neptune and Pisces. And so it feels like there is this need to kind of dissolve our past, find some sort of balance in our past and dissolve that which is not authentic, that which is not true, that which is not in integrity with the future that we're trying to build for ourselves. So there feels like there can be like this effortless transformation or expression of energy that is coming out right now in regards to your internal energy, your internal world, and that which you're trying to change and transform in your life, so you can build something that has more of a solid ground that is much more sustainable. So I feel like it's just so important. And it's like, you know, I'm sure everyone's saying this. It's like the more that we can break down this social conditioning that surrounds us, I feel like the better it will be for ourselves and for the entire universe, for the world, for the earth. And I think a lot of it has to do with Taurus, also has to do with money, resources, right? Money is a resource, that which is valuable. So it's kind of like changing that which you go after, that which you perceive as valuable, changing your mind about that. And allowing it to happen, allowing this metamorphosis in your emotions, in your internal world to let it happen, you know, let go of the past grudges, the past resentments. Like, do they really matter in the long term? You know, can you be just real for a moment, Taurus? Can you be just truly real? And with the sun forming a trine to Jupiter, it's a separating trine. They were exact, I believe, yesterday. At this moment, though, they're forming a trine to one another during this conjunction. There's luck, you know, with expressing your individuality, expressing your true essence, luck in new opportunities, new endeavors. So just trying to break away from the crowd, break away, but in a way that is sensible, that makes sense, that's tangible, that's real, that isn't like not grounded in reality. So dissolving, I feel like, with the moon opposite Neptune, I feel like it's a very close association with the moon card of the Tarot. You know, being okay with things that didn't happen, with the unknown. And maybe you're doing a lot of reflecting on things of the past and how things didn't work out maybe the way that you wanted them to work out. And being like, being able to like release it a little bit more, being more comfortable with that. I also feel like there is this need to like find the value in one another, in humanity, you know, discover that Mars conjunct Uranus, discovery of the humanity, the value of humanity, the value in just this earthly life that we have. And learning to not take it for granted, you know, really, really changing. You got to change the perspective. You got to not take your resources for granted, take your relationships for granted. You have to look beyond possibly what you have been conditioned to follow, the way that you've been conditioned to respond, you know, maybe to like the needs of others, and taking more of like a charitable approach. And it comes with so much responsibility. Now, what I found very interesting when I was looking at the Tarot is that the Six of Pentacles is associated in the Celestial Tarot with the constellation of Aurigra. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's the constellation that is associated with the Charioteer, and also goats, taking care of goats, herding the goats, and so I feel like there is this immense pressure, I feel like, to really get these goats in order. You can't be just having your goats running all over the place. You have to have them pulling this chariot somewhere. And so there's this discipline, this responsibility that comes with the Six of Pentacles, with this degree of Taurus. If you want to go somewhere, if you want to embrace humanity, if you want to save the planet or whatever, you got to get things together. You know, you got to get those goats in a row. I think it has something to do with like four goats, which I was also reminded of the four elements, and also the four elements always being in harmony. You know, you got to have all the elements accounted for. So the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, all these elements must be brought together. You know, you can't be neglecting one in favor of the other. So, bring it all together. Getting real with the earth, with your vision of the future, with helping humanity progress forward, with changing something about the way that you move around. And I know for like the average person that I'm most likely speaking to right now, it's like you're probably doing enough, to be honest. And unfortunately, I feel like this message will probably be lost to those who really need to make the change, and those being the ones who hold the most power on this planet, which is the people with the most money, Taurus. So there is this need for us to change the way that we handle our resources in regards to the earth, in regards to the collective, and, you know, it's hard. I don't know. I feel like I'm at a loss for words there, because there's only so much the average person can do. But, you know, if you do have the means, if you do have the resources, if you can help out extra, donate your time, money, whatever, in ways that can help make an actual positive change to the earth, you know, do that. And this is your opportunity to do that. All right. I think that is all I have for you. I just wanted to talk more about that. Found a lot of interesting stuff when I was digging in deep, as I tend to go. I hope you have a wonderful day. Be well.